When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Here's your preview. Tigers win today. They're going to the ALCS. Good morning.
Oh, wow. 3-0. Magic number is 3 for the Tigers.
Good morning. Jim Costa with John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, a sad Chris Fillar on updates.
Get out of here.
I just want to make sure to say, good morning, Chris. How are you?
I love you all so much.
What's the feeling now?
I got a bottle of whiskey back at my desk in the newsroom. I got to go finish off.
So no more mental gymnastics?
Oh, no. It's full panic. Full panic. Quiet confidence is gone.
Now, Chris, here's the deal. Maybe you guys could scratch and claw and
score a run.
Well, you could score a run. And
one run
maybe
would be nice.
Maybe you could score a win. I don't think that's possible. But your prize is Tarek Skubal.
Tell them what they've
won. Game five.
Being embarrassingly outmanaged by A.J. Hinch in these couple of games has been a little rough to watch.
I thought Hinch managed circles around Stephen Vogt.
Oh, Vogt was cowering in a corner somewhere after those initial moves. He had no idea what he was doing.
I want to talk atmosphere with people, but real quick, the story to me, Vogt's burning two different pinch hitters three innings in.
Ridiculous.
One who didn't even play, didn't even swing. They got him out of the game. He immediately tried to get those matchups early with runners in scoring position. When it didn't work, AJ was in the driver's seat, and he queued up Brisky for the heart of the order, Vest for the heart of the order. He got to pitch power righties against right-handed bats who were in the game because Vogt did it all early.
Hinch wrote the script, and Vogt was an absolute puppet at the beginning of that game, and that was it.
That's a great way to put it.
Masterclass.
Yeah, we talk about him as the puppet master through the last 2.5 months of the season, 2 months of the season now, you know, that has been going for as long as it has in the postseason. He is pulling all the right strings at the right time, and he literally made Vogt his little brother.
Yeah, and I think, too, the more I watch this, this is the way guys should be managing in the postseason. Cleveland's at a disadvantage throwing their third starter out there, Cobb. He gives up little damage, but they're tethered to him. Why aren't they going all bullpen? Why aren't they playing all the matchups? It feels like AJ has tapped into something that's just brilliant. It's genius. Now, I don't know if you can do it for 162. He has said as much, but by the time you get into desperation mode late in the season or playoff mode, this is the way teams should be playing. It's what the Dodgers did yesterday in a do-or-die situation. Like, AJ has tapped into the future of baseball. They're cutting edge. They're doing it before everybody else.
The Dodgers pitched 8 pitchers in an 8-0 win. Mm-hmm. It was a must win, and this AJ is writing the script for how to pitch in the postseason.
Like, I believed, if I remember this right, the Tigers went righty, lefty, righty, lefty, righty, lefty, just alternating so nobody saw the same thing. So the heart of the order got a different power righty when the matchups dictated it. It's exactly the way you should be managing, especially with some of these off days, right? I mean, the way playoff baseball is set up, it's not like you play 6 games in 7 days like the regular season. So it really does feel like the Tigers may have tripped into something here with the fact that they sold at the deadline, didn't have enough arms. Out of necessity, they've tapped into potentially the future of playoff baseball because you don't have to ask a guy to be great for 6 or 7 innings anymore. I know that's the way baseball used to be. It's not the way baseball is, and the Tigers are cutting edge.
They are, and AJ is so nonchalant about it after the game too, and basically saying it's nice when those things go your way versus I made him my bitch.
right.
That's what he was basically saying is I dictated everything today. You were following and you were three steps behind where I am.
And not every team is going to do this because other teams, and this is so weird how this has turned into a positive for the Tigers. Other teams have really good players, like star-studded, highly paid players that do not get swapped out. The Tigers, there's no ego. Hey, guess what? Kerry Carpenter, middle of the game. See ya. They got a lefty on the mound. See ya. There's no ego. There's no, I got to play my guys. I'm a $30 million slugger. I don't leave the game. There's none of that with this team.
I was back and forth between the radio broadcast and the TV broadcast. And at the time when they took out Kerry Carpenter, the announcer said, this is the guy that was the hero of game two. Yet AJ is taking him out now because it doesn't fit the script.
So the game is there. 248-539-9797. Takeaways, open lines. There's also the atmosphere we should be talking about.
Hey, well, yeah, atmosphere, great. I just wanted to piggyback to that Dodger thing last night because a lot of people are waking up and, they see the Dodgers won, 8-0. They used 8 pitchers, John said it. The numbers here are sickening to compare to the Tiger game. All right, the Tigers threw 131 pitches, 93 strikes, used 6 pitchers, allowed 6 hits. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers, 146 pitches, 92 strikes, used 8 pitchers and allowed 7 hits. They both shut out the other team. Dodgers' numbers a little bit more inflated, used more pitchers, because why? San Diego's got a better lineup overall than Cleveland. But the symmetry in those numbers, the L.A. Dodgers literally copycatted the Detroit Tigers last night in an elimination game.
Think about that.
I mean, seriously.
The team with like a $300 million payroll is copying the team with a $20 million payroll.
Look.
Well, that's a little bit inflated, too.
I know.
You start naming L.A. Dodgers players, and maybe the last 8 guys you name are the 8 pitchers last night.
Right. The end of the roster. Yeah.
It's incredible. Like, this is A.J.'s real timing changing this game, and the biggest payroll in baseball copied it to win an elimination game. It's unbelievable.
And the Padres went 7 pitchers.
Right.
I mean, you're looking at, and I know that you use more pitchers in the postseason because you are trying to create matchups, but to the level that AJ Hinch is doing it is not been seen.
Yeah, and I've seen people comparing what the Tigers are doing to the 0-4 Pistons, the total team effort, right? Total buy-in from these guys. I see some of that. I do. It's a little different. The 0-4 Pistons were more elbow grease. This team's a little more abacus. Right. Yeah. Playing the math and the numbers. But
Mad scientist.
But that's not the takeaway from the grit of this baseball team. They didn't hit a ton yesterday, right? 3 is all they got. 5 hits all they got. But it was jump on them early. Parker Meadows, Riley Green finally coming through in the playoffs. Torkelson. Boy, that crowd was excited for Torkelson to deliver in that spot. He was 0 for the playoffs before he drove in the third run of the game. The crowd, to me, you see the number 44,000. It's a Comerica Park record. Hell of a statement by this city.
The
block party. I took a little peek over where Doug and Gator were before I went in the ballpark. Block party was great. They had the towels whipping and waving and the orange out. I will say the crowd got better as the game went on. That crowd, the last 2-3 innings, was peak. And I think there's a chance now with a night game tonight and a chance to clinch tonight.
Can they set a record 2 days in a row?
It'll be louder.
Yes.
I don't know if they can cram more people in there.
The challenge is out there. Can you stuff more people into Comerica Park to be able to celebrate an ALDS clinching win?
John, I had this feeling as I was leaving the ballpark.
How bizarre is that to say?
That's what I was going to tell you. It does not feel real. We've done this show. We've talked about this team every day. I'm well aware of the things that had been put in motion and how well they've played for about 2 months. I'm not at all in disbelief that they're playing well. I was in disbelief that I was walking out of a playoff win at Comerica Park this year. And some of it feels like we're cutting in line. Like we're not supposed to be here right now. And I'm no apologies for it, but I felt walking out of that ballpark like we're not supposed to be here.
Okay, when this all started to be somewhat real on the show, I mentioned NC State in 83.
Yeah.
This is what it is, guys, and you are cutting in line. You're cheating the process. You're in the midst of potentially winning a championship that nobody ever saw coming. It's crazy. It seemed real to me for a while, but then again, you watch that ninth inning and that crowd yesterday. I mean, This is nuts. I talked to friends and people in my life, just acquaintances. I ran into a guy who coached his son in baseball, and he coaches football yesterday, and I saw him, and he's got Tiger gear on. It's like, this is incredible. I'm speechless. I don't know what to do with myself, and that's okay.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I got home. My neighbor's putting out his trash. He's wearing a Tigers jersey. And he's like, this is incredible. We have two great teams at the same time. He goes, I can't remember. And I go, like, maybe early 2000s with Wings and Pistons. Lions and Tigers, I think, carry a ton of weight. Baseball's 162. Lions, it's the NFL. He was like beaming. And I had one of those orange towels from the game. And I'm like, give this to your kid. Like, his kid is like that perfect age, like 12 years old. And he collects all this stuff. Like, this is so great to be a sports fan right now.
Well, and it's okay. When the Wings are good, when the Wings are in the playoffs. Yeah, it's hockey town.
Yeah.
And when the Pistons are doing well, we'll get behind the Pistons. But this is forever going to be a football and baseball town.
Yeah, I would rank them, taking my fandom out of it. I love hockey, but taking my, just living
Lions,
here.
Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons.
Yes, but the big two are the best two right now. And I can't explain it enough how cool this is for all of us to enjoy. We'll open up those phone lines. I know ticket texts are pouring in. I see on the show sheet, I don't like how this was phrased. Coming up next, Costa goes swinger mode.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
next. It's very appropriate.
It's not. 97.1.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinky Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinky Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.